I have someone on the telephone line at the moment by the name of Peter Harmer. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having us.
Yes, you're welcome. It's quite some time since we last spoke. Now, you are the activities coordinator for Bolton Carers Support.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Tell me a little about the history and purpose of Bolton Carers Support.
Right, well, Bolton Carers Support is a small charity that was set up in 1994 to offer confidential support and information services to carers. Carers being anyone, including children, adults who look after a family member, partner or friend who need help because of their illness, disabilities and so on.
Yeah.
And they can't cope without support. We're an independent charity, as I say, supporting carers over the age of 18 who live in Bolton or people from outside the area who care for somebody living within Bolton.
And of course, I guess, Peter, it isn't always possible to recognise who carers are. You've just mentioned now someone, an individual living in a house caring for another member of the household, not doesn't necessarily obviously look like a carer.
Absolutely not, and I think it's worthy of note that I think we all find ourselves in a situation, I know from a personal perspective, I was caring for my parents for many years.
Yeah.
And never really, even though I was involved with Bolton Carers Support, I didn't recognise myself as a carer. And I think that a lot of the time that can be the case, that people think they're just doing their duty effectively. Well, actually, they are a carer and there are people out there to help them and support them.
And of course, there are some, it constrains the individual's time, doesn't it? Your time, I guess, isn't your own.
Absolutely, and certainly, carers certainly struggle to fit their own life in with their caring responsibilities. I mean, they become isolated, can feel lonely. We have instances where carers lose confidence and forever feel like they're fighting the system and chasing on behalf of the person that they're looking after. Of course, to become exhausted,
yeah.
Find they've no time for themselves. So it's important that the carers first of all recognise themselves in that situation, but also get out there and ask for some support because there are people out there that are willing to help them.
And your charity is a prime example of that, Peter.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think at the end of the day, it needs to be said that you know, carers, you're not alone. There are people there to assist, and through our experience, we can point you in the right direction and hold your hand through the journey effectively.
Yeah, and I guess also, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, that if you are a carer feeling rather alone, then to be part of an organisation will cut down on that feeling of isolation, won't it?
Yeah, certainly. We have a telephone helpline. That is staffed by our staff 9 till 5, Monday to Friday.
Right.
Although outside those hours, people can still make our contact our telephone number and the phone call will be answered by someone from Careline. So that operates 24/7. If it's an emergency, then obviously they will step in and do something about it. If you just want to have a chat with somebody from our organisation, they will make contact with us. And we will contact you the next available working day.
Now, Peter, let's move on because you have an event later this week. Tell me what that is.
Yeah, it's a free carers information event. What we like to do is pull together as many organisations as we can into one place to give valued information to carers. So it almost becomes a one-stop shop for carers to come along and speak to. We've actually got 23 organisations coming along to the event, which is going to be held at the Holiday Inn on Higher Bridge Street on Thursday this week.
Yeah.
Now, the event is being run, we have previously done them during the daytime. This one is being done 2 p.m. till 7 p.m. And one of the main reasons for that is we are conscious that there are many, many hundreds and thousands of working carers, people who work during the daytime and they care as well.
Yeah.
And we like to give them, hopefully, the opportunity outside their normal working hours to come along and access this, this information.
And the headline to the flyer I've got in front of me, Peter, says this. I think it maybe sums up what you've said to me already. Are you an unpaid carer and don't know which way to turn?
That's right. And this is an opportunity for people to come along and speak to the organisations that potentially we would refer them to in any case, face-to-face. We've had 2 years where we've not been able to do this. So I think it's really, really important. And certainly at Bolton Carers Support, we are dealing with more and more complex issues than we ever have done. And I think it's important that people come along, if they can, and have a chat with the people who are able to assist them. If you're not able to come along, of course, then our telephone helpline, as I say, is available for people to make contact with and to be pointed in the right direction.
And I think, Peter, again, reading from the flyer, you're really inviting carers to input their ideas too, because one little balloon says, tell us what works and what doesn't work.
Yes, and it's very easy for organisations to just follow the same path. That's not how we operate. We want carers to tell us what we are doing right, what the council are doing right, what other organisations are doing right, but also what the gaps are and what the barriers are to people accessing the sorts of services that they need. And we are working very closely at present with Bolton Council with a view to helping them to develop the new carers strategy for Bolton. And we want carers to feed into that because it's important that what is being delivered is what is appropriate and useful to carers, not what other people think might be the way forward.
Yeah, because the ones most directly affected will be the carers, won't they?
Absolutely, they will, yes.
Yeah. So, let's just do a reminder, Peter. This is Thursday the 9th of June between 2 and 7 at the Cloisters at the Holiday Inn on Bridge Street.
That's correct, yes.
And it's described as a free carers information event with free refreshments as well. Let's not forget that.
Cars, pasty and peas.
Gets better by the minute, doesn't it?
I'm not telling you what time, though.
No. No. Now, for general information, Peter, you have a website.
We do. It's www.boltoncarers.org.uk.
Yeah.
And our contact telephone number is 01204 363 056.
And just before we finish, we would refer anyone listening to page 7 of the Bolton News today, because there's some good news there, isn't there, about Bolton Carers Support?
There is indeed. We were really, really honoured that last week Bolton Carers Support was awarded the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. And this is in recognition of all the wonderful works that's done by our volunteers. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to have a massive shout-out to all our volunteers, past and present, for all the remarkable work that they do to assist us in delivering the services that we are able to deliver. Yeah, we really couldn't manage without volunteers.
Definitely. Go on.
So I was just going to say, if anybody's interested in volunteering with Bolton Carers Support, it's really rewarding.
Yeah.
Please don't hesitate. Give us a ring on 01204 363 056 and we'd be more than willing to listen to what you have to offer and what we're able to offer you as well.
That's wonderful. Peter, the best of luck with the event on Thursday. You're going to have to
Thank
wait.
You very much for that.
You're going to have to wait a while for the trip to Buckingham Palace, aren't you?
I won't be going, certainly, but some of our volunteers will have an invitation to go to Buckingham Palace. So that's, again, remarkable reward for all the services.
Yeah, definitely. Peter, it's been lovely to speak to you again. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for your time, Tony. Thank you.